Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, September 14th, 2018. I'm Tom Merritt. Microsoft announced it has acquired Loeb, a company that makes drag-and-drop tools to create machine learning models. Loeb launched in beta earlier this year, and Microsoft plans to let it keep operating as it has been while using it in its own efforts to make building AI models easier, like Azure ML Studio Platform. Google Chrome 70 beta now supports fingerprint sensors in Android and macOS. Web developers can use fingerprints to authenticate access. It's also adding web Bluetooth support to Windows 10, finally, and adding an experimental shape detection API for identifying faces, barcodes, and text in images. Samsung sent an invite to a Galaxy event on October 11th that promises 4X fun. The invite adds, Samsung's newest Galaxy device is bringing more ways to express yourself than ever before. Nintendo announced Luigi's Mansion 3 and a new Animal Crossing game are coming to Nintendo Switch in 2019. Final Fantasy 7, 9, 10, 10-2 HD Remaster, and 12 are also coming to the Switch in 2019, and more than a dozen other titles were announced. Plus, Nintendo has pairs of wireless NES controllers for the Switch for sale for $60, shipping mid-December. There's a limit, though, of one per Nintendo account, and you have to have a paid Switch Online membership, which goes live September 18th. Krebs on Security reports on Project Verify from the four major U.S. mobile carriers' Mobile Authentication Task Force, another take on authentication without passwords. It uses details from a person's phone and mobile account. That includes the customer's location and cryptographic signatures tied to the SIM card. The task force is working on an app that would be pre-installed on phones. The app could also be used to pre-populate data when signing up for a new account. The app is designed for mobile, but could also exist on other devices. Public beta testing is scheduled for sometime next year. Mary Meeker's annual Internet Trends Report is hailed as one of the best evaluations of the industry, and she's been doing them for something like a few decades, but she'll no longer be doing them at Kleiner Perkins Caulfield and Byers. Meeker joined the VC firm in 2010, but will now leave with three others to form a new firm. LG sent an invite to an announcement of its V40 ThinQ for October 3rd. The announcement reads, Take 5, come and see what's next. Rumors have suggested the phone could come with five cameras. The Electronic Times reports LG Display will make OLED screens for the iPhone. Samsung Display was previously the sole supplier and will continue to supply OLED screens to Apple. Meanwhile, IDC's Ryan Keith told The Verge that software issues getting the iPhone XR's LCD display to look its best are the reason that the XR is shipping later than the XS. The iPhone XR goes up for pre-order October 19th, shipping October 26th. Finally, Samsung announced three new AKG headphones, the Y100 neck buds for $100 bucks, and the Y500 on-ear headphones for $150 have Samsung's Ambient Aware feature that lets in some surrounding sound. That's important if you're jogging, for instance. The N700NC over-ear adaptive noise-canceling headphones are $350 and let users control the amount of ambient sound they want to let in. The Y500s and Y100s are available in the U.S. now, and the N700NC noise cancelers will be available later this year. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks for listening. Talk to you next time.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.